He used to play down in the local before he went global. It's a Dusty Sweeney Country Show.
For bling and country, I'll bite into that. Hey, I'm Dusty Sweeney. You might know me from one of my previous albums, Moleskin Trouser Blues. Whiskey knows best.
Whiskey knows best, better than anyone else.
Or my allergy-based anthology, Jesus, I Really Got the Sneezes.
Jesus, I really got the sneezes.
Welcome back, folks, to episode 5 of the Dusty Sweeney Country Show. For bling and country. Now, in episode 2, we discussed how modern country, like a madcap reconstructive celebrity surgeon, had entirely changed the face of the genre that we all grew to love. Well, it certainly raised my eyebrows anyway. In this episode, we'll be looking further through the prism of modern country living. I'll be asking all kinds of questions, like, is country music keeping up with the times? Does it still have a place in the new age? And will I ever find the secret whiskey stash I had hidden away for a rainy day? Because I'll tell you what, it'll be raining tears here, folks, if I can't find it. Real big authentic ones too. And when it comes to authenticity, I'm more country than a showdown at a hoedown. More rustic than campfire flatulence.
That a boy.
I'm Dusty Sweeney. I'm a country cliche.
I'm a country cliche. Old dirt roads and highways. Whiskey bottle for the hottie. Bless you, Jesus, giving me faith.
Now, I've been learning to embrace modern country ways and nouveau living, folks, through my country counselling course with the lovely Donna Pickett. Donna's really showed me how to retune, which is every banjo picker's worst nightmare. Now, I've learnt to throw my arms around the things that bug me and squeeze them tight. Down, Licker, down. Jesus, I'm only being metaphorical. Now it's more like a warm embrace than what used to be a stranglehold or a choke. It's a new therapeutic technique that she's been working on. She's very hands-on with her therapy, Donna.
Just snap out of it, Dusty.
But we'll be getting to grips with that later. I'll be introducing you to all kinds of fads and fashions. Now, we previously touched on the influence of technology on country music after my visit to the Scientific Honky Tonk Institute for Technological Research into Country Music, otherwise known as the SHIT. I have to say, I was left traumatised by the shit I saw. And the new futuristic cyber-crazed path that country music's playing, folks. It's a scarier prospect than my dog Licker, when he's clean out of Guinness. Okay, Licker, okay. That was close. Huh? Well, this new modern world has me licked, folks. All right, Licker, no need. Just another one of them metaphors. Now, when it comes to social media and smartphones, my handset can multitask better than a Catholic mother at 25.
Bless me, Father. Give me strength to carry out my chores.
The problem is, folks, these handsets are so clever. Old hands like mine are finding it hard to keep pace. Technology's moving quicker than a Twinkie at a Weight Watchers club.
Okay, time for the weigh-in, guys. Now, don't be shy.
I have to say, the transition from little-known club singer to alien-abducted intergalactic cosmic country star, back to confused new-age country cowperson and all-round showbiz personality, has been a difficult one, folks. Not unlike the multitude of choices now available to us through technological advances, sexual preferences have more options now than the new roadside flattened food a la carte board down at Loretta's Roadkill Restaurant.
When only the best will do in freeway flattened food.
Take your pick, folks. Asexual, transsexual, bisexual, trisexual, heteroflexible, metrosexual, retrosexual, that's the old school, electrosexual, shim, shemale, email, and I haven't even started on the dessert menu yet. I've been checking out some of these online country dating apps like Timber and websites like ConfusedCowboy.com.
There's so much more to choose now, boy, at ConfusedCowboy.com.
I've been there and bought the gingham gimp outfit, folks. Now, I've had my own troubling experiences myself on the sexual sweepstakes. I was on my own one night, probably drinking.
Just me and Mr. Tennessee, perfect drinking partner when you're down.
When out of the blue, a message popped onto me phone. It was my ex-wife, Tammy. She really dropped a bomb. Now, I'm not talking about the cable that liquor lays after he's had too many Hank's Extra Spicy Blessed Barbecue Ribs. This just smelt different. She was writing to tell me that she'd fallen in love with another woman. Now, I know what you're thinking, folks. That's a nouveau country song idea right there, if you ever heard one. Hold on. Can you keep the noise down? I'm pouring my heart out here.
Oh.
But the truth was, I was texting her back, and I just couldn't find the right emoji. In amongst the multitude of options to communicate the bi-curious heteroflexible dilemma that I found myself confronted with, folks. Sorry, I'm getting a wee bit emotional here, you know. Hashtag sad emoji. So I decided I'd be better off putting it down in lyrics and singing a song about it. So here it is. It's Dusty Sweeney and the Demon Drink. With the sexually confused smartphone soul-searching soundtrack of the ages, there ain't no emoji for the way I feel.
Yesterday my phone went ping, I got a text I wasn't expecting. She said she's leaving me for another girl. I didn't know how to reply. Never been dumped by a girl who's bi, so I tried to send a symbol of my hurt. But there ain't no emoji for the way that I feel. I searched through every smartphone symbol to fit my bi curious ordeal. No, there ain't no smiley face that can help this heart to heal. There ain't no emoji for the way I feel. Well, it wasn't that long ago when she said she loved me so. But now she's kissed a girl and likes it too. She's got her profile up on Grindr. There's all kinds of stuff she's into. Maybe it's just a phase she's going through. But there ain't no emoji for the way that I feel. I searched through every smartphone symbol to fit my bi-curious ordeal. No, there ain't no smiling face that can help this heart to heal. There ain't no
apology for the way I feel.
Sometimes sit and think, was Tommy's newfound love of all things heteroflexible my fault? Could I have been more attentive to her needs? And does she know where I put that rainy day whiskey stash that I'm struggling to put my hand to?
Sniff it out, liquor, sniff it out.
I bet she drank it. I think back to the good old days, folks, when times were simpler than a Wikipedia online profile. Folks would meet and fall in love, get married, and you wouldn't have to look outside your own bloodline if you managed to find the right cousin for you. Now, on that very note, I'm just going to go on a 2-minute honeymoon here, folks, to Whiskey Town. I've managed to sniff out that moonshine I was looking for.
Goodbye, liquor.
While I put my lips to this beauty and declare my undying love for it, here's a wee word from one of our sponsors. We understand that having a large family unit can sometimes have its problems. Huge food bills. Where does everyone sleep? Which one of my cousins is the right match for me? Whoa. At kissingcousins.com, we simply gather up all the relevant data from your 87 other cousins with our cleverly coded algorithms. We can match the ideal kissing cousin to you. We'll guarantee you romance amongst your bloodline relatives or your money back.
You sure look pretty.
Alabama proud, howdy find love.
Howdy, man.
Just wasn't hitting it off with the ladies within his family tree until he came across kissingcousins.com. We narrowed the search down for him. I was trying to find love amongst this kinfolk of mine. It's like looking for a black cat in a coal yard. I went on a number of dates, but I guess we just didn't have the compatible desirability and genetic spark that kissing cousins can identify through their specially designed app. They hooked me up with my cousin Crazy Daisy. Boy, she's a card. Turns out we got a lot in common. We's figuring on getting hitched in the spring.
You may kiss your cousin.
Don't give up hope on finding the conjugal cousin for you. Romance is closer to home than you think. We'll help you find that love within your own flesh and blood. When it comes to courting kin, no one has a more relative success rate. KissingCousins.com. We're the cousin-loving internet company. With this new sexual revolution that we have, I'm sure glad folks can still find love within their own family lineage. You know, my second wife, Patsy, was actually a first cousin of mine. And my wee boy, Merle, asked me about this when he was just a confused little cowboy who didn't really understand some of the age-old country traditions that we grew up with. So I sat him down one night and tried to explain that now and again, folks are just genetically attracted. Of course, this is not a new phenomenon. Some of the most well-known characters in history were hits to their kinfolk, and for a good scientific reason. I mean, where do you think the theory of relativity came from, folks? That was discovered one night while Einstein was in bed with his cousin Helga. He was lying there in his nightgown when it popped out. Now I'm sure Helga had a hand in it too, but never got any of the credit. So to illustrate the point a little better, I was able to explain things a little more thoroughly to little Merle with a family slideshow and this little song that I wrote called Sometimes Cousins Marry. Now Indians and hillbillies both agree on this. There's nothing more romantic than two cousins when they kiss. There's no use searching far and wide for someone else to wed.
when you can tie the knot with your own bloodline relative. It was genetically romantic. She was the daughter of my auntie. It don't matter that she's family. Sometimes cousins marry. She's legal as it can be. Turned 16 making jam. It don't matter that she's family. Sometimes cousins marry. We got married in a hurry. It was just shotgun affair. She looked real swell in her maternity wear. I always had an eye for her, but I thought that I would wait. At least till she got legal, till she made it through 10th grade. It was genetically romantic. She was the daughter of my auntie. It don't matter that she's family. Sometimes cousins marry. She's as legal as you can be. Turned 16 back in January. It don't matter that she's family. Sometimes cousins marry.
Well, when all's said and done, and whiskey'll testify, it just didn't work out between me and wife too, Cousin Patsy. We still keep in contact though, mostly through family gatherings. Patsy and me were like chalk and cheese. I have to admit, I was always more of a cheese man, but our famous triple-decker chalk sandwiches are a thing of beauty. I'll give her that. Mmm, lovely. Our differences were just too hard to reconcile. After a year together, I developed an allergic reaction every time we kissed. My lips would swell up and I'd break out into hives and a strange compulsion to sing old jazz standards.
Just a wee second there, Patsy.
Skilly-ba-ba-da-ba, how can you face me after all I've been through? All on account of you breaking my heart in two.
So I went to the doctor, and after a few clinically procedural and medically investigative kisses. No, nothing that time, doctor. Now you're sucking diesel. She told me he had a very rare love allergy. It turns out I'm also dairy insensitive, lactose intolerant, gluten reactive, dust delicate, pollen prone, chocolate cognizant and coffee averse. It sometimes feels like food roulette, folks. You know, like putting a fully loaded custard bun to my head. The good news, though, is a whiskey's still on the menu. Thank God and whiskey for that, folks. Anyway, it's no fun being stuck in an intolerant relationship, not knowing when things are just going to flare up. Playing food lottery when you go out on a romantic meal together, constantly scratching your head, just waiting for that dandruff storm to pass over. So, I did the only thing I knew how to in this situation, folks. In between sneezing and coughing, I wrote a song about it. It's Dusty Sweeney and the Demon Drink with Love Allergy.
She came like spring, but I don't like pollen. She's full-fat milk, but I'm lactose intolerant. In between sneezing, I still think of her. Well, she came on strong like a facial rash. It felt like love, but I knew it wouldn't last. I could read the signs like a hay fever alert. I knew she wasn't good for me. I needed someone gluten-free. Like a dry skin condition, our love just fell away. I scratched my head and wondered I'm still blowing wild. One taste of love, my lips swelled up, and I found it hard to breathe. I got a love allergy. Oh, doctor, can you help me with my love allergy? She's like Italian coffee, but I get palpitations. Sweet like toffee, gives me gastric inflammation. Her pretty face reminds me of everything that I can't eat. She's cute as a kitten, one touch and I get hives. Took me to bed, but I had a check for dust mites. Took my breath away and left me here to wheeze. Well, I knew she wasn't good for me. I needed someone gluten-free, like a dry skin condition. Our love just fell away. I scratched my head and wondered why this dandruff storm still blowing wild. One taste of love, my lips swelled up, and I found it hard to breathe. I got a love allergy. Oh, doctor, can you help me with my love allergy? Like a peanut spread, I knew I was dead if I let her get inside of me. I tried EpiPens and anti-histamine bends, but I knew it was never meant to be.
My lovely bonzo therapist, Donna Pickett, has really helped me to get over my relationship issues and allowed me to see everything in a new light, folks.
Jesus, you're not Tommy. Who are you?
I have to admit, my feelings for Donna go beyond anything I've ever felt before, outside of whiskey and banjos. She's like the missing piece of the jigsaw puzzle. You know, that gnarly torn bit that fell down the back of the sofa that you just couldn't find. I need to know, though, if she feels the same way too. Has she ever felt lusty about Dusty? I just don't want to have to deal with any more disappointment in my life. My son Merle's enough to contend with.
Huh?
Although, to be fair to him, being Dusty Sweeney's son is big shoes to fill. I was quite nervous on my last visit with the lovely Donna.
Now, today, Dusty, we're going to try some new therapies. I know that modern country music still makes you anxious and edgy.
You're not wrong there, Donna.
I thought maybe you could try and meet that fear head on. Now, I've brought along Lacey Knicker's new album called Lip Syncing in Pink. I've got one copy to play and another copy for you to hold. And really embrace it.
Okay, Donna. You know, Donna, it's not as bad as I thought it would be. I could really get into some Lacey Knickers.
That's good to know, Dusty. Maybe we can get into that more in our next session.
You know, Donna, you've really helped me to overcome my fears and vices, whether it's my anxiety with modern country, my debilitating banjo dependency, or even the emotional fallout of my ex-wife Tommy leaving me for now a woman. You know, things haven't really been the same since she kissed a girl and liked it. I thought there was a chance for me to win her back, but now she's into the matching knitted jumpers phase with her new girlfriend, Stacey Recht.
Well, Dusty, maybe one day you'll find the right gal for you. Someone who understands you and wants you for who you are.
If you only knew, Donna, my feelings for you run deeper than an extra double dug family graveyard plot down at the Bluegrass Burial Home.
I hope you're right, Donna. As my mate Keith with the teeth would say,
sometimes, Dusty, the truth just hits you in the face.
You know, maybe one day when I'm not picking me banjo, I'll pluck up the courage to tell Donna how I really feel. When I'm alone with her, it sort of feels like There's a dead rat in the room. We can both smell it, but neither of us want to admit that it's there until the stink just gets too much. Now, on the subject of dead rodents, we're just going to call pest control and get rid of this half-dead metaphor. I'll be right back after this commercial break. Down at Loretta's Roadkill Restaurant, our guaranteed taste promises from road to stove in 24 hours. If winged is your thing, we've got the Blitz Bird Buffet. They might not be able to fly anymore, but our slow-cooked crow stew has certainly taken off with our customers. Mm-hmm. The fresh-off-the-car Fender Fox menu has been scooped and cooked by some of the leading roadkill chefs in the country. What they don't know about found-dead-on-the-road gastronomy, well, it ain't worth barking about. Why not try our scooped pooch salad? They're a real smash hit with the locals, with a choice of 5 different dogs. And don't worry, folks, our freshly plucked from the truck skunk steaks come stink-free. These are from our mowed-down menu board, available online. Finish off with our squished squirrel and crushed coyote shakes for dessert. Or try the legendary weasel waffles and squashed kitty cat cakes. Treat yourself to some of the finest car-crushed cuisine around at Loretta's Roadkill Restaurant.
When only the best will do in freeway flattened food.
Mmm, lovely.
Back again. Now, country music's image has transformed over the years. My country wardrobe has seen more changes than a freeform jazz odyssey. You won't feel the business unless you look the business. Back in the day, I had my own tailor making me bespoke country couture.
Eh? What do you reckon, Ollie?
Dust it, darling. It's to die for.
While Prince was the purple pop icon, Johnny Cash was the man in black. After careful consideration and consultation with Ali Mode, my tailor,
beautiful, darling,
and a country music Pantone colour reference chart,
lovely.
I felt that nobody had adopted a brown persona yet.
Now you're talking.
That beige-tinted brand and poop-coloured aesthetic was definitely up for grabs, folks.
Hold on there, liquor. Let's just see if my new jacket goes with that shade.
Lovely.
And it was up to me to stake my claim on it as the man in town. Of course, some folks confuse me with my brother Rusty, who's a lead campaigner for the Justice for Gingers movement.
Justice for Gingers equals status for strawberry blondes. A fair shot for carrot tops.
Ginger wingers.
I heard that, you eat.
He likes to sport a more sandy reddish-brown look. Rusty does some tremendous work for carrot tops and strawberry blondes everywhere, folks. The copper platter really is making ginger great again. I have to say, I'd like to think I was a blazer trailer myself in the auburn-tinged country jacket and assorted western accessories department. I was also the first country star to push the boundary from double denim to triple denim. And of course, that won me an award for the best use of denim in a country video category at the Funny Country Awards.
Thank you, folks. And the best use of denim in a country video award goes to Dusty Sweeney.
My off-chocolate-coloured clothing compulsion is the subject of this next song. I wanted to put a musical stamp on it, folks. It's Dusty Sweeney and the Demon Drink, with the man in town.
Johnny Cash wore black like it's dark and moody songs. And Prince was a self-proclaimed purple icon. But Dusty Sweeney is a color all of his own. I'm the bay straight mud cake brown stained country bomb.
I'm the mane and tan, I got the chocolate garb. My clothes are more bronze than a tanning bar. I look like I've been swimming in a gravy jar. I'm rocking that brown like a gingerbread country star. Now folks ask why I chose brown for my country look, why I got poop color jeans and shirts like coffee stained cups. I guess I feel like bronze and khaki just sums me up. I wear the brown as a symbol of the dirt and the mud and the muck. It's my look. I'm the man in tan, I got the chocolate garb. My clothes are more bronze than a tanning bar. I look like I've been swimming in a gravy jar. I love rocking that brown like a gingerbread country star. I'm smoking like a big fat hand-rubbed Cuban cigar. I got a biscuit-colored craving that's probably gone a little too far.
Now, one of the biggest shifts in contemporary living and country music these days is the rise of female country singer-songwriters. They're coming out of the kitchen, and there's something they've got to say to you.
Joan, have you seen the top of that vacuum cleaner?
So listen up now. Huh? Women are liberating themselves in songs. It's great to be a woman, or even identify as one, as many of their failed male country counterparts are doing so nowadays, in the hope that they might get a slice of fame and fortune that the women folk are enjoying.
Thank you, folks. Thank you.
I mean, thank you, folks.
Those sneaky men. It's just not fair. I was discussing this very thing with an old friend, Country Joe King, our singing burlesque rodeo dancer, Joanna Seymour, as he now prefers to be known.
Wow.
Female singers are yodeling about all manner of things, not least what's hiding downstairs. And I'm not talking about your evil twin sister who's been living in your basement for years. It's the latest craze to hit the pop country salons all round the world. Our rhinestone cowgirls are decorating downstairs in style. Country bling has reached new depths, folks, for a new kind of nudie suit. Women are getting jiggy with jewels, blinging up their booties and bits, and they're singing about it too, folks. This next song's a real genital gem by the new sparkly country Barbie, Fanny Glint. It's called Country Vajazzle.
Porter Wagner had that bling, buckle and sparkled when he'd sing, and Dolly, she could shine just like a star. I don't need no shiny clothes when I've got gold dust down below and jewels dancing on my lady parts. If you really wanna dazzle, get that country bejazzle. It's the sexy rhinestone look for country dolls. I got diamante boots, cowboy gems and gold horseshoes, and my twinkle glitters like a disco ball. Now rhinestones and bling have always been a country thing. Folks just like to shimmer and to spark. I love the glitz and glam when I'm getting down with my man. My crotch lights up like Vegas in the dark. If you really wanna dazzle, get that country vajazzle. It's the sexy rhinestone look for country dolls. I got diamante boots, cowboy gems and gold horseshoes, and my twinkle glitters like a disco ball.
We sure live in different times, folks. We've certainly moved on from men folk washing twice monthly and women wearing frocks and gingham dresses. I disappeared for a few years across the galaxy on me alien abduction tour. Come back and find it's all Packer picks. And blinged up sparkly lady bits and gingham cat suits.
Yeah.
I kind of liked the old fashioned ways myself, when you could woo a woman with a banjo, and maybe after three songs, if she hadn't made a bolt for the door, she'd just give in and agree to marry you.
Oh, all right then.
That's the kind of romance that's hard to come by these days. Anyway, talking about the good old days, if it's dark country murder ballad inspired attire that you're looking for, or a good old fashioned gun toting garment, you could do worse than shoot down to Connie's. Let's hear a word from our fine sponsor. Down at Connie's Dark Country Themed Couture, whatever your taste for dark country music, we'll have you covered. Our rustic fatal fashion cuts come straight to you from the morbid country music songbook, like an ex-murderer on parole. This one's just out. Our blood-red low-cut stab vest, inspired by the old-timey murder ballad, Hillbilly Lady Killer.
I'm the hillbilly lady killer, gonna cook you up like a chicken fillet.
Or how about our noose neck jumper, loosely, or noosely should I say, based on the hanging classic, Singing While You're Swinging.
This noose is a little tight around my throat, but I got a song in my heart. I'd like to end on a happy note, so I'll keep singing while I'm swinging.
I'm sorry, folks, but I can't take any more requests right now. This is definitely going to be my last song of the night. Now, if booze is your choose, try our hip flask hipster jeans. Hide your hooch in our multi-pocket drink dependency design in honor of those well-preserved whiskey sozzled songs like Shaky Hands Don't Shoot Straight.
Before I was a whiskey stiller, I used to be a bounty killer. The booze just made me twitch. Now I'm flipping like a fish, 'cause shaky hands don't shoot straight.
If the spirit of cheating is what you want to evoke in your clothes, our lipstick on the collar design is a real big hit with the ladies. A bit like your ex-husband, Jilted Jeans. Don't forget our torn and two t-shirt range to recreate that loveless lyric in songs like My Bed Springs Don't Bounce Anymore.
My bed springs don't bounce anymore. There's no plump in my pillows, no knocking on my headboard.
Down at Connie's Dark Country Themed Couture, prison songs and country rogues are in vogue. Our Prison Stripes Wailing Jailbird line really captures the somber mood of that Slammer Time classic, Even My Shadow Hates Me.
Alone in this world, wishing I was free. No one really cares, even my shadow hates me.
Fatal fashion with a dark country twist. Connie's Dark Country Themed Couture.
Connie's Dark Country Themed Couture.
Connie's really cornered that whole dark country fashion market, folks, with her wonderful designs. She's taken old school country cliches and dark rustic themes to new heights. That's the power of country music, folks. And I'll bet the time that she spent in that high security detention centre for poisoning her ex-husband would have really served her well when it came to her truly morbid innovations. Well, that's all from this episode, folks. I sure hope I've been able to illustrate how we've evolved from old school country killing to nouveau living. Time is kind of like a crazed stalker. When you're not looking, it really creeps up on you. Life is moving fast, folks. It sometimes feels like I'm on the 5-speed redneck rocking chair and it's on level 5, full throttle kick-ass bluegrass setting. and I can't make it stop. And whiskey will testify, I've greased the gears over the years. Now I feel like I've slowed down to the redneck rocking chair level 1 murder ballad setting.
Now I've got a club and a spade.
There's certainly more choices than ever, folks. And people are more tolerant than they used to be. Growing up in Northern Ireland now, you can be whoever you want. As long as no one else knows, you want to keep that crazy shit to yourself. With country dating sites like Timber and KissingCousins.com.
We're the cousin-loving internet company.
Love is easy to find. Folks are getting hitched now without even having to go on a first date. Or woo them with a mowed down meat deal at Loretta's Roadkill Restaurant. That's a real bonus for skinflints and cheapskates like me. I've tried to embrace these newfangled ways, folks. I'm all for women folk liberating themselves and glitter gluing country gems to their lady gardens. Sure, what's the harm in it? On our next and final episode, folks, I'll be picking and plucking and squealing like a hog on heat in the final installment of the Dusty Sweeney Country Show for Bling and Country. I'll be tripping the late Fandango on all things banjo. Yes, folks, the devil's frying pan. I've made it no secret, folks. I've had my fair share of banjo blues and foggy mountain breakdowns. Thankfully, though, Donna Pickett, my banjo detoxification therapist, and my old pooch liquor, has really helped me to get this thing licked. No liquor down. We'll be meeting some of the banjo world's underground stars.
From a safe, sonically social distance, folks.
And getting to grips with the lonely and solitary world of the misunderstood banjo plucker. Until then, folks, I'm off to watch some online banjo porn on chickswapix.com. I'll see you on the next episode of the Dusty Sweeney Show for Bling and Country. Keep believing in the healing powers of whiskey. And keep your high hand low. I'm Dusty Sweeney. I'm a country cliche.
I'm a country cliche. Old dirt roads and highways. Whiskey bottle for the heart.